today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. The topic of this episode is the kindness of the Prophet.
رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرمين نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 23rd of the month of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to the first verses of chapter Al-Muzammil from the Holy Quran, and then we'll listen to the important point of it. So be with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يا أيها المزمل.
O you who wraps himself in clothing.
قم الليل إلا قليلا.
Arise to pray the night except for a little.
نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا.
Half of it or subtract from it a little.
أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
Or add to it and recite the Quran with measured recitation.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The tone of the opening verses of the blessed chapter reflects that the noble Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny is divinely called onto steadfastness and preparedness for an immense obligation, acting upon which requires spiritual growth. It would be of interest to note that the noble Prophet is herein addressed as, O you wrapped in garment. He is urged to rise at night since his foes are asleep at the time and people desist from following their daily routines, hence further preparedness for meditation and spiritual growth.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa
Dear brothers and sisters, as I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is about the kindness of the Prophet. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, taught love, kindness and compassion to his people and was seen to be the most loving, kind, and compassionate of all of them. The Quran mentions his kind and gentle behavior in these words, O Messenger of Allah, it is a great mercy of Allah that you are gentle and kind towards them. For had you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would all have broken away from you. The Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 159. There are many instances that show his kindness and gentleness, especially to the weak and the poor. Anas, who was his helper, said, I served Allah's messenger for 10 years, and he never said to me, shame, or why did you do such and such a thing? Or why did you not do such and such a thing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Peace, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For mercy, there was sent a prophet not only to show it, preach it, and teach it, but to be it. We have only sent you as a mercy to the world. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Holy Prophet. In him, mercy talked, mercy walked, mercy lived on the earth at one time. This mercy was born of the noblest and purest lineage from the best family among the Arabs, whose pedigree is traced back to Ismail, son of Ibrahim, the father of all the prophets, peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. Again, we have in Al-Quran, إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, in this Quran is notification for a worshipping people, and we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the worlds. These verses were in the holy chapter, in the chapter Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verses 106 to 107. God's messenger was the kindest of men in the same way as he excelled all others in courage and valor. Being extremely kind-hearted, his eyes brimmed with tears at the slightest sign of inhumanity. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was a mercy for the believers. The Messenger's compassion towards the believers was the utmost degree.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah.
In this part, we'll learn more about Prophet Muhammad's love and attention towards children. Needless to say, the Prophet's innate nature of being a mercy for all of God's creations is undisputed. His mercy is unparalleled, and indeed, his treatment of children, and not just his own progeny, is an example to us all. Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, would kiss and embrace children often as an expression of his tender love and mercy towards them. In this hadith about children, it is reported that one of the companions saw Allah's messenger kissing Al-Hasan, the Prophet's grandson. He said, I have 10 children, but I have never kissed any of them. Whereupon Allah's messenger replied, he who does not show mercy towards his children, no mercy would be shown to him.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
So for learning more about the prophet's lifestyle, now and in this part, we'll listen to some lessons. We'll learn some lessons from the Holy Prophet. One of the lessons is remembrance of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. The Prophet states, there is no group that remembers Allah except that the angels encompass them, mercy covers them, and tranquility descends upon them. And Allah remembers, mentions them before those who are with Him. The remembrance of Allah or Tawheed, that means the oneness of Allah, is arguably one of the most central aspects of being Muslim. By understanding the true oneness of God, one will find that every aspect of living a fulfilling and engaging Islamic life will come naturally and easily. Prophet Muhammad taught us that to remember Allah is both rewarding and necessary, and is one of the most beautiful acts of being Muslim.
And within the school of Ahlul Bayt, no one is placed above Rasulullah. Absolutely no one. In fact, how can that be a possibility? When we follow Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, when he is your leader, who put his life on the line for Rasulullah since he was born. Because as you know, when Imam Ali was born, who was his guardian? Who was his caretaker? For those young, beautiful faces, let me inform you that Rasulullah went to his wife Khadija. He says to her, Khadija, the money is not mine, the money is yours. But this Ali, who he's born to Abu Talib, my uncle, he's my beloved. He's the apple of my eye. I love him. If you wouldn't mind, let us bring him. Let me be his guardian and caretaker. And Khadija, of course, responded positively to that. And Rasulullah brings Imam Ali into his home, and Imam Ali in Nahj al-Balagha says, Rasulullah would chew the food and place it in my mouth. And I did not leave Rasulullah even for a moment of my life. According to all Muslims, there is not a single individual that denies the fact that Amir al-Mu'mineen's caretaker and guardian and teacher and mentor and father was Rasulullah. From that moment, their journey began until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam took his last breath. And Imam Ali in Nahj al-Balagha says that he took his last breath while his head was in my lap. What an honor. And he was the one that washed him. He was the one that put him in his kafan. He was the one that prayed on his beloved body.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon in another episode. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. And fi amanillah.
Mustafa. أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.
أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين.